Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Right, a few more to 51551. I work in a national school in a prosperous area. We're doing school meals since Christmas. Within 3 months, about a third of the kids not eating the food and bringing their own. Such a waste of money, in the opinion of that texter. I've seen the leftovers my niece has brought home, highly processed curry white rolls and sugary biscuits. Yes, she gets fruit. However, I agree entirely with your speaker. It needs to be highly monitored by the department. Now, we'll come back to a few more of those. 0870 32 32 32 if you have WhatsApps. But if you were listening to the show on Friday, you'll have heard us discussing how some independent ministers have been pushing for changes to the inheritance tax system for beneficiaries of estates left by people who have no children. Current legislation allows parents to pass €400,000 tax-free to their children, while those without offspring can only pass €40,000 tax-free on to loved ones. Well, James Sexton is spokesperson for End Discrimination in Inheritance Tax for Childless Citizens. EDIT is the acronym for that group. He joins me on the line now. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colm. Hello, how are you?
So first of all, give us an insight into your own situation, how you began campaigning on this.
Yeah, well, myself and my wife, we married a little bit later in our lives, and we don't have children of our own, but we do have a family of loved ones who are very important to us. And when we made our wills, we then discovered that the inheritance tax rules treat parents very differently from that of childless citizens.
So you are unable, obviously, to pass on the 400,000 tax-free allowance as it was adjusted in the last budget, up, I think, from 335,000. You can pass on 40,000 tax-free, is it, to a niece or a nephew?
That's correct, yeah. And obviously, this affects obviously not just childless couples, but obviously all single citizens in the country as well. And we're talking a very sizable cohort of the adult population, probably in excess of 1 million citizens. So anyone who's listening here today, who is childless, they are impacted by this legislation in a way that obviously parents are not. We're not arguing for anything to be removed from parents and their children. We're obviously arguing for equality. And obviously we listen very carefully, obviously, to Friday's programme, and obviously I would be delighted. Obviously, I don't know how much time we have here today to respond to lots of the issues that were raised last Friday.
Yeah, well, we can take it through. So I suppose, just to be clear to listeners up front, what is it exactly that you're looking for? Is it that you're looking for the treatment to be equalised, that you could leave €400,000 tax-free? Is it to a relative or to a nominated third party?
We want to have the same degree of control over our fully taxed assets as all parents. Now, we don't dictate the rules. Obviously, they're decisions for the government. But whatever the rules are, they should be fair and equal for all Irish citizens. That's what we're arguing for.
So if the issue of a relationship were removed, and, you know, parents don't have full control because they have their children, they can leave €400,000 to a child or, you know, to several children if they have the means to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But if they want to give it to somebody who is not related to them, I think the limit is 20,000. And if it's a niece nephew, it's 40,000. So to some degree, they're in the same situation as you are. They just happen to have the benefit of being able to give it to children. But it's not them who are in control.
No, the whole system needs reform, you know. Like last Friday, we listened very carefully to your assistant professor.
That was Barra Rowntree. He's the assistant professor of economics in Trinity College, yeah.
And, you know, I thought his analysis was quite opaque, because at one stage, I think he was suggesting that we and others like us perhaps misunderstand some of the issues. Well, you know, I'd like to reassure Professor Rowntree that we fully understand all the issues all too well, because we and, as I say, the 1 million childless citizens in Ireland are having to deal with the financial consequences and the distress that's associated with our current inheritance tax rules.
So what would you say to his argument that you don't have to deal with it because once you're dead, you obviously won't be dealing with it. It's up to the person who's inheriting it to settle that tax bill and you know, it's not something that will impinge on you, but on your heir.
Yeah, let's deal with that. So the beneficiary pays the tax, absolutely. But how does the beneficiary do that? The beneficiary does that from the proceeds of the estate of the disowner. It's the disowner who has passed on the inheritance who ends up paying the tax is a bit of a red herring. The tax is still coming out from the proceeds of the estate of the disowner.
And so
that's the essential point.
Give us an example of where you see that would be problematic to the point that the the recipient, the beneficiary of the inheritance would be discommoded in a major way apart from having to pay tax on it.
Well, I'll give you two examples. Okay. So let's consider, how can it be fair and equitable that a nephew or a niece, let's say inheriting a £400,000 home from a childless relative, they will have an inheritance tax bill of £118,800. And that home will almost certainly, Colm, have to be sold by the nephew or niece to pay the tax due.
Or alternatively, that house could be mortgaged only for the sum of the tax bill of €118,000. It would arguably not be difficult to get a mortgage secured against the value of the home, and it would be reasonably sustainable to pay off that €118,000 at the low interest rates that can be that could be got in a mortgage.
Okay, I appreciate that, but how does that help in any way to alleviate the housing crisis faced by younger people in their 20s or 30s? We believe it doesn't. And the point you're making there, Colm, a child inheriting exactly the same home from a parent, they will have the zero tax bill to pay. The child, thankfully, will get to retain the house tax-free.
I mean, you'll hear the argument advance, and Barry Cowan, the MEP for Midlands Northwest, was saying, he made the same argument that it's number one,
the recipient.
It's the recipient who pays. But I think, you know, you've said your piece on that. It's the other bit, the cost of doing this. There was perhaps the exact amount that would be associated with childless couples benefiting from the same benefit that everybody else benefits from. What cost would you put on that? Because 500 million or 390 million, depending who you're listening to, it has been the amount that's been put out there publicly so far.
Yeah, well, what I would say to Barry, we were very surprised with Barry's comments on Friday, given his earlier email to myself and my wife just in April last, when he wrote, and I said, I quote, "I agree this is an issue of real importance to many people across the country and here in my own constituency." So there certainly was a degree of Barry talking out of both sides of his mouth. But look, we're all guilty of that on occasion. Okay. But Barry, as you said,
I'm sure he'd dispute that characterization. He was pointing towards the economic cost of the tax break. He wasn't unsympathetic, but he was saying that, you know, it
towards the end, he became a little bit more sympathetic when he heard all the comments coming in from your listeners. But he mentioned he mentioned obviously the 500 million. So let's deal with that. So Barry referenced his alarm about the costs associated with bringing about the equality for all citizens, and he mentions a figure of between maybe 300 and 500 million a year. Now, we think that represents very good value if it removes the discrimination and the inequality faced by 1 million childless citizens.
Well, can I ask you about that, James? Just, you know, I mean, you are effectively on arguing the economic case for equality, as you would see it. I mean, how does it effectively feel to be putting a price on your rights from the perspective you're coming from?
Well, let's turn the tables around, so, Colm. How would Barry and his wife and his four children feel?
Well, let's not personalize.
Oh, no, this isn't personal.
I know, but let's not use him as an example. Okay. Let's use any person, any public representative, or anybody with four children. How would they feel if?
So any public representative with four children, how would they feel if the very generous Group A 400,000 tax-free threshold was brought down to match the Group B 40,000 tax-free threshold, or even worse, the Group C 20,000 tax-free threshold? Now, Colm, we would suggest that would bring a considerable saving to the state, probably in the same region of 350 to 500 million per year. And I think we can safely say that will never happen, because there will be protests on the streets up and down the country by parents and their children, and childless citizens like myself and my wife, we would be there to support them. But of course, we're not advocating for anything of that sort.
Okay.
Yet all 1 million childless citizens are being told to put up and shut up with the current discriminatory situation.
Okay. Well, I think anybody listening out there can certainly hear you're neither putting up nor shutting up with it, and your lobbying efforts will continue, no doubt, right up until the budget that is due this autumn. James Sexton, End Discrimination in Inheritance Tax for Childless Couples spokesperson, thanks very much for joining us on that. Now, up next, autumn and winter season approaching. What should men be wearing? I nearly got mixed up with the Oasis song title. The Style Bob is in to run us through what's in season.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.